Well, good morning and welcome to the drive. Pulling out of my driveway, headed to work today. And we have been talking about religion. We've been talking about the results of religion. And kind of talked about it generally, talked about a few different things, you know, burdens, legalism, stuff like that. Basically, I'm talking about the negative results that stem from or result in being religious. And the last one I really want to talk about today is division. The one result of religion is division. And you think, oh, religion is just good. You have a religion, great. You have a set of beliefs that you adhere to, awesome. We're all going to live in harmony. Not how it works. I was blessed to be able to teach a church history class for a couple of years in a row at School of Ministry, which is equivalent to like seminary, you know, and I taught this church history class, and it was crazy to see all the things done in the name of religion, all the atrocities that happened in the name of religion. And so religion, it seems like a good idea, but a lot of the time religion results in division because there's a comparison. There's a, my belief is better than yours. And here's where it stems from, I believe. Because religion is the outward. Religion is the external. But relationship, which is Christianity at its core, is about the heart. So it's not about the outward. It's not about how you look. It's not about what you do. It's about your heart. It's about God transforming your heart. It's about the faith that He has given you. It's about relationship, that cohesion, connection. Because religion has resulted in so many conflicts. And that's one reason why religion leads to division. It leads to division. And here's an amazing thing about Christianity. You know, it's like we have a relationship with the Lord. You know, I don't say I'm religious. We have a set of beliefs that God outlined for us to have. It's not like we just made these things up. It's now we're Christian. But we look to His Word and say, okay, this is what He says is what we're doing. We believe this is from God and this is for God. So I'm going to read it and live it. I'm going to hear it and do it. But it's about relationship first. It's about cohesion. It's about the heart, our heart connected to God's heart. Religion is about the external, how you look, what you do. And it's all based upon that. Religion lacks grace. Religion lacks mercy oftentimes. And religion leads to division because there is so much comparison. Like us versus them. Let's go get them, you know. And it's like, it's not good. And again, I've been referencing this a lot, but it's because we're looking to the Word of God, right? And in the Word of God, you see the Pharisees, you see how religious they were, and it's kind of crazy the things that they did in the name of religion, in the name of their laws. And so, to be a believer is all about cohesion. To be a believer is all about relationship and connecting. That's why oftentimes you hear in relation to Christianity, you hear connect groups, life groups, fellowship, community groups. You know, all of these things have the idea backed that behind it that that it is. It's all about connection. It's all about us as believers, a group growing and thriving and connecting. You know, there's no comparison. There's no us is better than them. There's no our way is the right way, and if you don't adhere to it, we don't ever accept you. We put an X next to your name and never show up at your house again. No. But it is. It's not about accepting sin. Definitely not about accepting sin, but at the same time, on the other end, it's not about calling out sin and making, and you know, throwing condemnation at people. Do you know what I mean? And I think there's a balance. There's like a fine line because for us, it's not about pointing out sin to unbelievers. Like, you guys are all sinners, you're going to burn in hell. Like, it's not, that's not what it is, right? But it's about, hey, here's the gospel. I'm going to give it to you in love. You're broken, you're messed up, you're in sin. That's okay. God, come to the Lord, and He will refine you. He will clean you up. He will help you. Oftentimes people have it backwards. Like, I have to first clean up my act and then I'll go to church. I have to clean up my act and then I'll start reading the Bible. I have to clean up my act and then I'll start talking to God. That is not how it works. You come to the Lord with all of your junk, all your stuff, your trash, your baggage. And you come to the Lord and you say, here's how I am, Lord. Help me. And guess what? He will help you, be with you, lift you up, strengthen you. Religion is saying you have to hold it together. You have to be strong. You have to do this and you have to do that. And if you don't, I don't know you. That's division. That's why religion leads to division, oftentimes. And so we have to remember that, guys. It's not about the outward, it's about the inward. It's not about what you look like, it's about the heart. It's always about the heart. And so, guys, oftentimes religion leads to division. This is why we have to keep our eyes upon not one another in that sense. We need to keep our eyes upon the Lord. Because He wants to do a work. He wants to do radical things, right? And in order for Him to do radical things, we need to humble ourselves. And when it comes to religion, oftentimes, it's not about humility. It's about being seen. It's about what you look like. It's about what you do. And it ought not be so, you guys. And so, yes, oftentimes religion leads to division. So what do we need to have? Well, we need to have a relationship. A relationship with the Lord, where He's in charge, He's in control. We follow Him. We connect with Him. We don't compare ourselves by other people, or we don't compare our church to other churches and go, well, they're doing it this way and it's working, so we have to do it this way and it's working. Uh-uh. That's not what we do. That's not what we're called to do. That's never been what we're called to do. A lot of the time religion, it'll say basically, okay, we are better than them. We are better than them because of all of these reasons. And honestly, it just leads to heartache. It leads to aggravation. It leads to division. It leads to us versus them. And honestly, the Christian life is not an us versus them dichotomy. Sure, there are believers, there are unbelievers. And the believers make it a point, make it a call, make it their great commission to go out and share the truth so more people can believe. But it's not, and nor should it ever be, an us versus them mentality. Like, do you know what I'm saying? That's divisive, and that's what religion has done throughout history, and that's what it continues to do. And it's sad. That's why we have to remember what it's about. We have to remember who it's about, and we have to keep our eyes upon the Lord, and we have to make sure we know it's about relationship, not about religion. It's about relationship with the Lord, not about a group of people who are better or stronger or whatever than another group of people. Like, that's not it. And that never should be it. And so, guys, religion. We've been talking about religion, and oftentimes religion, it can result in some very negative things. And that's why when people say, are you religious? I go, no, I'm not religious. Jesus rebuked the religious people. But I do have a relationship with the Lord. I'm walking with Him. I'm talking with Him. He's talking to me. He's leading me. And it's the most amazing thing ever, you know? And I'm just telling you from my experience, like, it is the most amazing thing ever. Walking with the Lord, you know, having a relationship with Him, growing in my faith. It's, man, there is nothing like it. It is so amazing. It's one of those things where it's like, you want to relate to people how amazing it is. And it's like, you tell them, but words don't do it justice. It's almost like you have to live it to realize it. And so it's like you can tell them till you blue in the face, but you just got to pray, let God's word sink into their hearts and watch them start walking it and realizing. Then they're going to realize, like, wow, this is what real life is actually about. I thought I was here just to live, to work, to have a family, then to die. But there's so much more than that, you know? But I'm getting sidetracked. So religion, it results in a lot of negative things, and that's what we've been talking about this week. And next week, I want to actually talk about a relationship with the Lord, what that means, what that looks like, what results from a relationship, a true cohesive relationship with God, with the living God. How can we have that, and what does that look like? And that's what we're going to look at next week, guys. So I hope you have an amazing day. God bless you. Talk to you next time.